My safe word will be whiskey.
You're saying it weird.
Saying what weird?
All of it.
Where do you get off?
Time is wasted. I took 10 paces and I gotta face this. So now I'm heading west out of town. And not to mention, I did not question the things I didn't have to ask. Why can you feel the wind at all back? Or do you know who's in control? Leave it all behind. The places you've been to, the people who knew you, and put yourself into another life. When nothing is coming, you know you've been longing for something that'll give you more. So you better head out for the shore. And where this stops, well, no one knows. How the hell did we get here? I fight it for him. Back me up here. From a sleepy town to where never ends. For you, it's the sea. For me, the Wild West. For me, the Wild West. Fitting, but I don't think it could be me. My roots are deep, no ground that comfortably. Well, here we are, so lock and load. How the hell did we get here? I fight it for him. Back me up here. From a sleepy town to where never. The Wild West. For me, the Wild West. For me, the Wild West. For me, the Wild West.
Top shelf whiskey, I need to say The Regional Rock Hour.
Resistance is futile.
On 92.1 The Eagle.
Forgive me. I've fallen under and I can't see. It's just too much to take. I'm fading.
Rock Hour 92.1 The Eagle, brought to you by Patty's Pub. You just heard Dead Horse Trauma and Fugue State. They're still hanging out in the studio getting ready for their show tonight in Algona. Doors open at 8 o'clock, I believe, for that, and it is extremely affordable. Now, you guys, it's the first stop on the Barrels of Laugh tour. Just got back from Europe about a month ago. Now, first European tour, how different is it from the States, just being on the bus and going through place to place?
Oh, man. It was different kind of from the way we travel. You know, here we're pretty much grassroots. We have our own vehicle. You know, we tour everywhere. There, obviously, we can't drive our bus over there, so we were on a larger tour bus with three other bands, and that was interesting in itself, the dynamic of being with 20, 23, sometimes 24 people on the same bus.
Holy cow.
You know, it was pretty cool.
And it's big enough, you guys have like your sleeping bunks on there and everything too?
There's a double decker on the bottom, is like a common area, and then up top are the 24 bunks all through the vehicle.
Ectomorph, you toured with them in the States, when they came over to the States, and then you went and toured with them. Who was the other band that you were with?
The Legion Ghost was the first part.
Chikora. Invisible Mirror
came in two weeks after.
So you guys got to make more friends there, I'm sure. No problems.
Yeah, they were awesome. If you get the chance, check out Legion Ghost or Chikora. They're both German bands. Amazing songs.
Invisible Mirror, I think, is from Switzerland.
Some of the guys are from California, though, too.
Yeah,
it's weird. One of the guys is a fill-in for the band that's opening up for us in Hollywood on this tour. And he didn't know that he was opening up for him until Eric asked him.
He randomly said it out loud.
Who is this band? And he said, "Oh, I play bass in that band." I'm like, really? Because you're opening for us in Hollywood. Yeah, Ricky.
He's like, what?
Ricky, now, if you're watching.
Yeah. Ricky, now.
Listening.
You guys were incredibly busy on this tour, though.
That was 21 dates in 31 days.
Holy cow. Did you get a chance to see any of the sights?
Oh, yeah. We put in miles.
We put in, our shoes got to work out.
Yeah, what do we walk like in 1 week?
1 week was 47 miles.
Minimum 10 miles a day.
Man, we
had to get around.
Seeing everything.
Every day we promoted ourselves too, so it wasn't just a vacation.
We handed out 4,700 CDs.
Wow. Later,
so it was, we're busy meeting people.
4,700 CDs.
Shaking hands, meeting new people, handing them CDs. And getting
every day.
It made for crazy adventures too, like hopping on a subway where you can't read a word of what's on there.
Can we tell that story?
What? Like,
I got left at the subway.
Jason got left at the subway
station. Stay tuned.
How'd you get left at a subway station?
You go ahead.
it's reasonable. I was taking a video of the subway
as
it was going by, being a tourist as usual, and I turn around and the whole group's gone, and I look and they're inside the subway, and I run over the thing as the doors are closing, because the doors, you only give me like 5 to 10 seconds.
There's a big alarm that's going, the red light, and
it was a minute, and then I just waited there.
I turn around to a knock on the glass door, like, I look down, and Jason's just wide-eyed, staring at me, waving, goodbye.
Second day in Germany, lost.
So we were gone for about 3 hours. We get back to the bus. We're looking for him, thinking he's in his bunk.
Everybody's somebody like, said, "Oh, he's in his bunk. It's shit."
Yeah. So we're hanging out for a good 10 minutes until we realize he's not here. Like, have you guys seen Jason? No, we thought it was with you. So we all just look at each other and have this like, "Oh crap!" moment. Like. Went back to the subway. Sure enough, he was standing right where we left him.
Like a lost child.
Yep.
You know, it was smart.
Don't talk to strangers. That's what your mom teaches you. If you get lost someplace, you stay in the same spot.
You know, yeah. And look what happened. They came back and got you. So that was obviously the right move. Yeah.
I did not get kidnapped in Germany.
It's the first thing you said. You're just like, I was next to a pile of poop the whole time. And no one talked to me.
That was a fun game.
That was the loneliest day of my life. That's what you said.
It was the loneliest day of my life. It was the loneliest 3 hours.
Tonight in Algona, doors open at 8 o'clock. I think it's only like $10. Either way, very affordable. Come check out DHT. We're back with more after this. The Regional Rock Hour, 92.1 The Eagle.
The party is at Patty's Pub 7 days a week. Next Saturday, Brutal Republic brings Super Chief, one of their personal favorite Des Moines bands, for some hard-hitting rock and roll that takes no prisoners. And don't forget, May 17th is the final Third Thursday jam session until September. So come get your fix of local live talent from 8 till midnight. Like and follow Patty's Pub on Facebook for upcoming events and check out their special board for happy hour deals. Good times, good people, good music. It's all good at Patty's Pub. Downtown Fort Dodge.